亲爱的主，我们感谢你，今天是你分别为圣的日子，又是你叫我们得享安息的日子。把我们将你的话语分别为圣的，求你交付给我们，让我们的每一个也能够领受你的话语。也求主你恩待你的仆人，让你的仆人按照正义来分解你的道。主啊，在这个特殊的时期，在这个事工需要挑战的时候，在你的皇场，在你的合场荒凉的时候，主啊，在这个世界败坏的时候，你却呼召我们，让我们成为收割庄稼的人。主啊，我们如此的软弱，求你借着你的话语使我们更完全，使我们更刚强，使我们更充满力量，使我们被你的爱所激励来侍奉你。我们感谢你的恩典，我们也感谢你在 BSOP 让我们有退休的时间，我们把这一天的时间也交给你，求你用你的话语来引导我们，亲自的来带领我们这一天。我们把这一天的活动事项都交给你，求主你与我们同在，求圣灵也充满在我们的 BSOP。 我们将每一位都交给你，求你打开我们的心，在这一天里面求你释放我们的重担，使我们轻省的来到你的面前。我们感恩在你面前，求主你预备我们的心灵来迎接你的话语，把你的仆人恭恭敬敬仰望在主的手中。求主听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。我们下面的时间交给林聚强牧师以及翻译林长老。
Let's give the time to Reverend Lim and Elder Lim.
Good morning. 大家早安。
Morning.
睡醒了吗？睡醒了。
I hope you're all awake.
好，我们来看今天早上要思想的经文。
Let us turn our Bible to the scripture that we have selected.
我们打开创世纪第十七章，我们看第一节跟第二节。
We'd like to turn our Bible to Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 and 2.
圣经这样说。
The Bible said,
亚伯兰99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说，我是全能的上帝，你当在我面前做完全人，我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。
Genesis chapter 17 verses 1 and 2. And when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said to him, I am the Almighty God.Walk before me and be you perfect. And I will make my covenant between you and me, and I will multiply you exceedingly.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们来到你面前，我们要思想你的话语，求主你的灵运行在我们当中来教导我们，求主你帮助你的仆人能够把你的话语传讲的清楚，能够翻译的清楚，求主你的灵来对我们的心灵讲话，奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求，阿们。当我们来看亚伯拉罕的生平的时候，
As we look at the life of Abraham,
我们看到他在灵性上面成长的过程当中，
And as we look at how he has grown spiritually,
他蒙神的呼召之后，他有得胜又有失败。
After he was called by GodThere are times when he was victorious. There are also times when he failed.
他失败之后又有得胜。
But however, when he failed, he has gone up a step higher.
那得胜之后又失败。
And after another victory, he has encountered another failure.
所以在他人生当中，神给他很多次的考试。
So in a way, we can say that God gave him a lot of tests in his lifetime.
不单单我们在神学院里面有考试。
It's only in the seminary that we have exams and tests.
在亚伯拉罕的生平当中，神给他很多次的考试。
In Abraham's lifetime, God gave him a lot of tests.
而且他很多次都考不及格。
And there are times when he did not make it.
但是神很有恩慈的神。
But God is a God of loving kindness.
他再给一次，再一啊，一次再一次的给他机会。
And God continued to give him an opportunity.
他考不及格，再给他机会。
And even though he failed, God gave him another chance.
直到他最后，他大考的时候，他的成绩 非常的高，你知道吗？
Until when he gone to the final exam, and
他最后的考试是在创世纪第二十二章。
We can say that Genesis chapter 22 is his final exam.
他考他那，你知道神给他的分数是什么吗？
Do you know what grade God gave to him?
A 吗？
Is it
A 加
or A plus?
不是，
不是 ，No.
F.
Oh, it's an F.
神给他三个 F.
Because God gave him three F's.
Father of many nations, right?
第一个 F, the first F, he is the father of many nations.
信心之父。还有呢 ，friend of God, 神的朋友。
He's a friend of God, another F.
还有呢，他是信心之父 ，father of faith.
Thirdly, he is the father of faith.
那今天在我们人生当中，我们也常常有失败过。
In our lifetime, we also have a lot of failures.
但是我们不要怕。
But we need not fear.
神没有放弃过我们。
The Lord will not forsake us.
所以我们要抓住神。
So we must hold on to God.
我们靠着神的恩典，过着得胜的生活。
And by God's grace, we will continue to experience victorious life.
当我们来看创世纪第十七章第一节的时候
，So as we look at Genesis chapter 17, verse 1,
我们看到这个时候他几岁
？How old was Abraham?
99岁。
He was 99.
如果你读十六章十六节的时候，他几岁？
When you look at chapter 16, verse 16, how old was he?
他几岁？86岁。
He was 86.
这两节之间13年不见了。
Actually, there is a gap of 13 years.
为什么13年不见了
？What happened in these 13 years?
十三年里面，他的人生当中在这个十三年里面，没有什么事情被神记录下来。
There are nothing recorded about his life for this 13 years.
为什么？
What is the reason?
我们把这段时间可以称为空白的日子。
Maybe we can call this time frame a white space.
因为在这段时期当中，他跟神的关系非常的这个不和睦。
Maybe we can say that in these 13 years, his relationship with God is not so good. Because when he was 86, he gave birth to a son. And that is Ishmael. That is not according to God's will. But he followed the advice of his wife. And they are trying to use man's way to accomplish God's plan.
结果呢，神非常的不高兴。
And therefore, God is not happy and not pleased.
神就向他向他沉默了十三年。
And therefore, in these 13 years, God was silent with him.
亲爱的同学们
，Dear
在我们的在我们的人生当中有几个十三年。
In our lifetime, how many 13 years can we have?
我们有几个十三年可以浪费掉呢？
How many 13 years can we waste?
我们的人生很快就过去。
Our life is so brief and it will pass away so quickly.
刚才我们听到那个报告说这个 Victor 弟兄他被主接回天家。
A while ago, we received the news that the Lord has taken our brother Victor.
其实他很年轻。
Actually, he's still quite young.
大概五十多岁而已。
Probably in his 50s.
但是呢，我们看到他在很短暂的人生当中，他能够抓住机会来热心服侍主。
But we know that even in his brief lifetime, he has taken that opportunity to serve the Lord.
在亚伯拉罕的生命当中，这十三年不见了。
But in Abraham's life, there is this blank section of 13 years.
没有什么东西可以被神纪念。
There's nothing that God would like to remember about these 13 years.
但是我们呢
？How about us?
今天在我们人生当中有什么可以被神纪念呢
？Is there anything that it's worth God's remembering in our life?
求主帮助我们，让我们的人生不会这白白的就浪费掉。
May we ask the Lord so that our life will not be wasted.
让我们一生能够过得充实。
that we will have a live a full life.
让我们的一生过得蛮有意义、蛮有价值的人生。
And we will have a life that is full of meaning and significance.
让我们的一生能够得蒙神的喜悦。
And may our whole life be pleasing to God.
再次啊，从圣经里面让我们看到。
In the Bible, we see.
那神在这里再一次向亚伯拉罕显现。
God appeared to Abraham again.
神啊对他说。我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。
And God said, I am the God Almighty. You must walk before me as a perfect man.
这句话意思说亚伯拉罕当时不是一个完全人。
In a way, we can say that at that point, Abraham is still not perfect.
他没有真正的认识到神是全能的神。
And maybe he has not fully recognized that God in this is the Almighty God.
所以这里的神向他显现的时候
，And therefore when God appeared to him,
神对他说：“我是全能的神，你要在我面前做完全人。
”And God, the first thing that God said is, "I am the God Almighty. Walk before me and be ye perfect."
其实不是单单亚伯拉罕不是完全人
，It's not only Abraham who is not perfect.
今天我们在这里每一个人都不是完全人
，And all of us here.This hall, we are not perfect.
所以今天神也对我们说，他是全能的神，我们要在他面前做一个完全的人。
The same way God is telling us that He is the God Almighty, and we must walk before Him and be perfect.
但是我们要怎样来在他面前做一个完全的人呢
？But how can we be a perfect person before God?
在这段圣经让我们看到，要做一个完全的人，第一
，to be a perfect man, first of all.
你要听从神对你所说的话语。
You must obey what God has to tell you.
我们看到，当神呼召亚伯拉罕离开乌尔的时候
，When we remember how God called Abraham to leave the land of Ur,
神给他应许
，and God gave him a promise.
当时候他还没有儿子。
At that point, he is still childless.
神对他说，地上万族都要因为你得福。
But God said.All the nations will be blessed through you.
我也要使你的后裔如同天上的星那么多，海边这个地上的沙那么多。
And I will multiply your descendants to be as many as the stars and as the sand of the shore.
那虽然亚伯拉罕很多次听到神对他的应许
，Although Abraham has heard all these promises from God,
但是亚伯拉罕相信不相信信不信神所说的话语？
But did God, Abraham fully believe the promises of God?
他相信神会神会给他给他子孙跟他后裔。
Did Abraham believe that God is going to give him a lot of descendants?
他相信。
He believed.
但是他相信神有没有能力来成就他自己的应许呢
？Did he believe that God has that power to accomplish his plan?
他不相信。
Maybe you can say he did not fully believe.
因为他认为自己跟他的妻子已经年老了。
Because both he and his wife, they thought that they are too old.
所以他不相信神能够让他们在年老的时候生一个孩子。
It's hard for them to believe that even at that old age, they can still bear a son.
结果呢，他用人的方法。
And therefore, they use human plans.
他听从他妻子的建议。
He obeyed the suggestion of his wife.
他娶了夏甲为妾做他的这个小老婆。
So Hagar became his concubine.
那夏甲为他生了一个孩子，叫做以实玛利。
And she bore him a son, Ishmael.
他亚伯兰就用这个方法来帮助神成全他的应许。
And Abraham and his wife, they thought that can use human ways to help God.
结果我们看到神心里面非常非常伤心。
And we thought that this really hurt the heart of God.
那在圣经里面让我们看到神就向他沉默了十三年。
And therefore we saw that God was silent with him for 13 years.
在十三年里面，神没有对他讲过什么话语。
And in these 13 years, there is nothing recorded about God speaking to him.
亲爱的。弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天在我们的生命当中， you know, 神如果向我们沉默，那是最痛苦的一件事情。
If God is silent in our life, that will be the hardest time in our life.
在圣经里面，让我们看到，当神向他的百姓 沉默的时候
In the Bible, we also see how God, when he was silent with his people,
他们就处在危险的当中
and they will be in great danger.
比方说在以下这个祭司以利的时代
For example, the time of the priest Eli.
圣经说在那些日子耶和华的言语稀少异象也不常有
So in his time, the word of God is very little and there is no vision or revelation.
耶和华的言语稀少意思说神没有不常跟他们讲话
We see that God did not speak to them very often.
结果呢他们整个民族落在这个落在危险的当中
And therefore the whole nation is in a time of danger.
当以色列第一任君王在扫罗他离开神的时候
And when we see that King Saul, the first king of the Israelites, failed God,
神就不再听他祷告
God refused to answer his
所以当他祈
prayer.
当他求告耶和华的时候
So even as he asked of the Lord,
神就不借着梦，也不借着巫灵，也不借着先知来回答他
And God will not answer him even through prophets or the priests.
结果他在战场上面被仇敌杀死了
And therefore, he died in the battleground.
那在旧约跟新约之间，我们看到在其中有四百年的时间，神向他的百姓沉默。
And we also see that there is a 400 year of silence between the Old and the New Testament time.
这段时期可以说是以色列人历史当中最黑暗的时期。
We can also say that this is the darkest part of the history of Israel.
所以神如果向我们沉默，我们就落在极其危险的当中。
And therefore, if God is silent, then we are really in a time of danger.
所以诗人他哀求上帝这样说。
So the psalmist he implored.God this way.
求你不要向我沉默，向我静默。倘若你向我闭口，我就如将死的人一样。
Do not be silent before me, because if you keep silent, then I'm like a person who is dead.
他说，如果你向我闭口，不向我讲话，我就好像要死的人一样。
Lord, if you shut your mouth and you not speak to me, I'm just like a dead person.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters.
今天神有没有对你讲话
Is God talking with you and speaking to you today?
你有没有听见神对你说话
Or are you able to hear what God is saying to you?
你读圣经的时候是不是有所领受
When you are studying your Bible, is there something that you get out of it?
你读神的话语的时候是没有心灵有没有受到光照
As you study the Word of God,Is your heart being enlightened?
你读圣经的时候有没有让你更明白神的心意
Do you understand more of God's will as you read His word?
如果你是为了读经而读经
If you just study the Bible for the sake of reading,
那是没有意思的
Then it is meaningless.
我不晓得神最后一次对你讲话是在什么时候。
I wonder what is the last or when is the last time that God spoke to you.
所以求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
我们要好好省察自己。
Let us examine ourselves.
那我们是不是偏行了自己的路
？Have we gone astray in our own ways?
我们是不是照着自己的意思来行事
？Or are we just plying our own way?
所以我们求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord show His mercy to us.
求主不要向我们沉默。
May the Lord not be silent for us.
让我们能够常常听到神的声音。
May we continue to hear the voice of God.
让我们能够听从神的话语。
And we will continue to obey His word.
所以今天我们要在神的面前做一个完全人。
So that we can become a perfect man before Him.
我们要做一个完全人，第一，我们要听从神的话。
In order to be perfect before God, we must obey His word.
第二
，Secondly,
我们要深深的相信神是全能的神。
We must fully believe that God is the all-powerful, almighty God.
亚伯兰对神有坚强的信心。
Yes, Abraham has faith in God.
但是呢，一个有坚强信心的人，不表示他没有软弱。
But for a person to have great faith does not mean that he doesn't have also his weakness.
他也有软弱的时候。
He also has his time of weakness.
他也有低落的时候
，He also has his downfall.
那但是神再一次的来应许他。
And yet God continued to give him promises. So in verse 16, we see how God spoke to him. I indeed will bless you. And that through her, you will obtain a son. Once again, God pointed to Abraham. God is going to bless him. God will give him a son through Sarah. But at that time, that his faith was a bit low. What did he say to God? For a person who is 100 years old, can he still bear a son?
他又说,
May Ishmael live before you.
他相信神的应许吗?
Does he believe in the promise of God?
他信心很低弱。
At that point, we can say that his faith is quite low.
其实神给他应许已经是24年过去了。
Actually, it is 24 years ago that God has gave him that promise.
24年没有看到一点的动静。
And it seems that nothing has happened in 24 years.
他的信心低落消沉，是我们不会怪他的。
Maybe we will not, you know, criticize him for not having so much faith.
也许我们如果在他的情况之下，我们也会怀疑上帝。
If we are in his shoes, very likely maybe we will have some doubt about God's
但是这个时候神向他显现。
promise. But now God revealed to him.
神告诉他，我是全能的神。
And God said, I am the Almighty God.
你要在我面前做完全人。
Before me, you must be perfect and live me.
那这讲到神没有忘记过他。
And we know that God has never forsaken him.
神没有讨厌那些信心低落的人。
God did not hate those who has little faith.
神要坚固那些信心消退的，信心退后的人。
On the other hand, God strengthened those whose faith has failed.
神向这样的人宣告说，我是全能的神。
And God proclaimed to these people that I am the Almighty God.
所以在这里讲到神啊。 当亚伯兰99岁的时候，再次向他显现。
So when Abraham was 99, God revealed to him again.
神说我是全能的神。
I am the Almighty God.
这是全能的神是什么意思呢？
What does it mean when God said, I am the Almighty God?
这个词在原来的意思就是说全然丰富。
That means he is powerful and full of power.
那全然富足。
And he is all sufficient.
那拥有所有的神。
And he is the owner of everything.
意思说神是完全信实的神。
And he is the all faithful God.
所以神说我是全能的神。
And God said, I am the Almighty God.
就神启示他是全然丰盛的大能长。
And God revealed to him that he has all the fullness.
他不需要人用血气来帮助他，来成全他的应许。
And man cannot, in his humanity, assist God.
神会自己会负起一切的责任。
God will be responsible for everything that he has said.
为什么神对亚伯兰说我是全能的神呢？
Why did God say to Abraham, I am the Almighty God?
因为那个时候亚伯兰不相信神是能够成全他的应许。
Because he has failed to believe that God is going to fulfill his promise.
他不相信神能够让他跟他的太太在年老的时候可以生一个孩子。
They did not believe that at their old age that they can bear a son.
但是神对他再次向他显现。
But God showed himself to him. I am the Almighty God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters, do you believe that your God is the Almighty God?
你相信吗?
Do you believe?
在思想上面是相信。
Do you just believe it in your mind?
在实际的生活上面相信是另外一种事情。
And yet it may be something else in your daily life. Talking about believing that God is Almighty.
在南部江津市的地方有一个姐妹。
There was one sister in Jerry Santos.
Yes. 她还没有信主之前，她是拜佛的。
Before he became a Christian, she was a devout Buddhist.
那她丈夫已经信主了。
Her husband came to know the Lord ahead of her.
但是她自己不信主。
But she is not yet a Christian.
后来她的儿子几个月大的这个儿子生病了。
But one time, his baby was sick.
这是他得了那个amoeba.
And the baby has amoeba.
他呢很严重的amoeba.
Amoeba 就是这个肚子里面的病毒。
这个有什么寄生虫在里面。 那你知道他一天小孩子一天拉肚子拉几十次。
So in a day's time, you know, the baby kept poo-poo, you know, for many, many times.
一天拉几十次。
If you move your bowels every day for 10, 20 times in a day.
More than 40 times.
More than 40 times, okay. 40次, okay.
超过40次。 那个时候医生用最强的药给他了。
And the doctor has given him, you know, the medicine.
他还是没有办法控制。
And yet they cannot control the sickness.
所以他们就想把他小孩子坐飞机送来马尼拉。
So they think of bringing the child to Manila.
来找医生。
And maybe to find a better doctor.
但是呢，那个时候刚刚。 大台风,
but you know, it so happened there was a great typhoon.
飞机没有飞,
and there are no flights.
那他们想坐车到 Davao 城市里面去找医生,
and they thought of going to Davao.
但是因为呢，那个公路呢，山崩了.
But there was landslide because of the typhoon.
那么车又没有办法通过.
So even the cars cannot pass.
他们想坐船到 Cebu,
and they think of taking a boat to Cebu.
但是没有船走,
but
没有船,
all the
flights are also canceled.
So all of these ways are closed.
没有办法了,
they cannot do
anything.
And even as they, she asked the Buddha to heal her child, they cannot.
当地的牧师去找他,
and the pastor visited her.
他说现在没有办法,
there's nothing that you can do.
你要向耶稣祷告。
You must pray to Jesus.
你可以向耶稣挑战。
You can even challenge him.
看耶稣会不会医治你的儿子。
And see if Jesus will heal your child.
他一定会医治你的儿子。
I'm very sure that he can heal your child.
所以他不得不要向耶稣祷告。
So as she can do nothing, she prayed to Jesus.
他祷告，他怎样祷告？
So how did she pray?
她说：“耶稣，我现在挑战你。”
Jesus, I challenge you now.
如果你是全能的主,
if you are the all-powerful God,
你让我的儿子在一天里面从40几次减到剩下5次，这拉肚子40几次减到5次。
So you know, make my child okay, just have less bowel movement, maybe from 40 times just to 5 times a day.
我就相信你。
I will believe you.
所以她祷告完了就开始做记录。
So she began to record after she prayed.
她去做记录就是拉一点水出来，拉一点水出来也记一次。
So if it's just a small amount of liquid that came out, then she will say consider as one time.
她因为太累了，要回家要叫那个护士来照顾她的儿子。
So she was so tired, and she has to ask a nurse to take care of the child.
她也交代了护士要做记录。
And he also asked the nurse to make the record.
你知道吗? 经过了24个小时之后,
so after 24 hours,
不多不少, 5次,
not one time more or less, just 5 times.
她信主了,
and therefore, she believed in
God.
And now she is serving the Lord very fervently. Because she has experienced the power of God.
那亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们的神是全能的神。
Our God is an almighty God.
在人没有办法, 但是神有办法。
So even if it's impossible with man, it is all possible with God.
在这里神向亚伯兰说, 我是全能的神。
And God spoke to Abraham and said, I am the almighty God.
你说你不要再怀疑我了。
Do not doubt about me again.
你要专心用信心来投靠我。
You must be single-minded about trusting in me.
你要在我面前做一个完全的人。
You must be a perfect man before me.
亲爱的同学们,
dear students,
许多时候我们信任不过神。
There are many times when we do not actually believe in God and what He can do.
但是我神要我们用信心专心来投靠他。
But God would like us to put our faith single-mindedly in Him.
我们看环境是不可能的。
If we look at our environment, there are many things that cannot be done.
但是我们要仰望神。
But we must look up to God.
请问你是不是相信神是全能的？
May I ask you, do you believe that God is almighty?
或者是你信啊信不过神
？Or you are not able to accept that or believe that?
许多时候我们相信不过神，我们啊信任不过神。
There are many times we do not actually believe.
我们用自己的方法
，and we try to use our own means.
在当我去国内的时候
，When I go to China,
有一位校友。
We have an alumnus.
是在我们当中毕业这个道硕。
And he has finished his MDiv with our school.
但很想被按牧。
And he really would desire to be ordained as a pastor.
问题是说国内这个宗教局不承认在在海外的学位。
But the problem is that the religious department in China would not recognize the degree that is obtained outside of China.
但是你但是那边有一间神学院，它有开一个课程。
They also have a seminary which has this MDiv degree program.
它是开 BTH.
A BTH program.
这学士的学位，给颁发学士的学位。你只要还30,000块人民币。
As long as you pay 30,000 RMB.
再上五个密集课程。
And you just need to take 5 module courses.
就可以给你一个这个神学学士学位。
And you can be upgraded to a BTH.
那么然后你就可以申请被按牧。
Then you can apply to be ordained.
所以这位校友问我
，And therefore the alumnus asked me，
林牧师，你的意见怎么样
？What do you think, Reverend Lim？
我说不行。
I said no。
你一方面你会降低你自己的身份，你已经得了道学硕士，你现在要降低自己去拿一个神学学士。
In the first place, you already have an MDiv. Now you are degrading yourself to a BTH。
然后呢？你。拿到那个学位不一定宗教局会承认。
And I think that even if you obtain that BTH from a China seminary, I do not know if the religious department will recognize.
所以我说你最好不要。
So I suggest that you do not take that.
你要等候神的时间。
You wait for the time of God.
他真了，他等了，他这个没有去报名。
And he accepted my suggestion. He did not enroll. He waited.
后来我知道另外一个校友去报名了，还了30,000块人民币。
There's another alumnus. He paid 30,000. He went to that school.
他也得了那个学位。
And he got the degree that is promised.
但是他申请要被按摩的时候也被批死了。
But when he tried to use that degree to apply for ordination.They did not approve.
其实呢，我们不要着急，神有他的时间。
Actually, we need not, you know, be very anxious.
你要相信神是全能的神。
We must believe that God is the Almighty God.
你应该得的，神会按说给你。
What you need to have, God will give it to you.
所以你不要用自己的手段。
Don't use your own means.
不要用自己的方法。
Not our own ways.
你要投靠这位全能的神。
We must fully.Believe in this Almighty God. What you should have, God will give you in His own time. We must become a perfect person before God. How can we be a perfect person? First,
什么？听从神的所说的话。
We must obey God's word.
第二
Second,
你要深信、深深相信神是全能的神。
We must believe that indeed God is the Almighty God.
第三
，and thirdly，
你要一生行在神的面前。
Throughout your whole life, you must walk in God or before God.
全能的神在寻求完全的人。
The Almighty God is looking for people who want to be perfect before Him.
所以神对亚伯兰说，我是全能的神，你当在我面前做一个完全的人。
God said to Abraham, I am the God Almighty, walk before me as a perfect person.
这里呢，这个完全人这个这个词在圣经里面出现了很多次。
This term to be perfect appeared many times in the scriptures.
做完全人也是神要我们达到的一个境界。
It's also a state where God would like us to achieve or attain that is to be perfect.
也是我们今天每个基督徒要追求的目标。
And it should also be the goal for every Christian.
但是我们看到在圣经里面第一个被称为完全的人是挪亚。
We see in the Bible that Noah was the first person to be called a perfect man.
第二个被称为完全的人是约伯。
And the second one is Job.
是神对撒旦来讲的，约伯是个完全人。
God said to Satan, Job is a perfect man.
但是完全人是什么意思呢？
But what does it mean to be a perfect man?
完全人不是指一种完全无罪、没有罪的生活。
It doesn't mean that this person is sinless in his life.
也不是指那些在罪人中比较完全的人。
And it does not mean that among the sinners, he is the more perfect person.
完全的是指一个人，他靠着神的恩典，能够认罪悔改，然后借着耶稣基督的救赎的功劳得到称义的人，这种人在神面前才是完全人。
But he is one who is willing to confess his sin before God as a sinner and to accept the Lord Jesus as his Savior. And this is the perfect person before God.
在圣经里面，完全这个字，我们看到在圣经里面不同的地方有不同的含义。
And of course, even if this word appeared in different parts of Scripture, it could have different nuances.
但是在这里所讲的你要在我面前做完全人，这里是指到说完全就是全心全心完全的投靠。
But here in chapter 17 of Genesis, it means that we trusted God fully with our heart.
意思说将生命完全的向我们的生命要完全的向神降服。
That means we submit our total life to God.
那这里呢，神对亚伯兰宣告他是全能的神之后。
And after God announced to Abraham that he is the Almighty God.
神对他做一个命令。
And God commanded him,
你当在我面前做完全人。
Walk before me as a perfect person.
这个当这个字。
In Chinese, when we say you must do this,
这个当在原来的这个字是行走。
And it's a word that you walk.
就是所以呢，在希律本是这样翻译说，你要在我面前行事为人，你要做完全人。
So in the New Chinese translation, it says that you must walk before me in your life and be a perfect person.
In NIV 是说 walk before me and blameless. 意思说你在我面前行走无可指责。
Walk before me as a blameless person.
神说我是全能的神，你要在我面前做完全人，有几个意思在里面。
So to walk before God as a perfect person has different nuances.
第一个表示我们对神要忠心。
First, we must be faithful to God.
我们在神的面前行走，就是说就是好像人在君王面前来侍奉。
We live before God as a servant before a king.
那这个命令呢的重点就是要人对神忠心。
And the gist of that is to be faithful to God.
意思说我们要把自己完全委身给神。
That means we must fully commit ourselves to God.
那是今天我们对神忠心吗？
Today are we faithful to God?
我们对我们的这个配偶忠心吗？
Today are we faithful to our spouse?
我们对神所托付给我们的教会忠心吗？
Are we faithful in the church that God has entrusted to us?
我们在每一件事情上面对神忠心吗？
Are we faithful in everything that God has entrusted to us?
神要求我们每个人在他面前完全的忠心。
God demanded that we be faithful in everything before God.
一个对神忠心的人是说, 表示对神完全的来委身。
One who is faithful to God is someone who is fully committed to God.
那请问今天你, 是不是把自己完全委身给神?
May I ask that have we really committed ourselves fully to God?
在南非有一个牧师, 他这样说,
In South Africa, there is a pastor who once said,
当他21岁的时候,
When he was 21,
有一次人家打电话来请他去讲道,
One time, somebody called him to preach in a certain
他很高,
place.
他非常高兴,
and he was so happy.
他很快地, 就告诉, 把电话放下去的时候, 告诉他的业户,
and immediately he told his father-in-law,
他说, 有人要请我讲道了,
somebody is inviting me to preach.
他的业户就说, 现在你还不要这么, 不需要这么兴奋。
And his father-in-law said, Do not be too excited.
等到你65岁的时候, 还有这种心情, 还有这种心境, 你才, 高兴, 还不迟。
When you are 65 and people still invited you to preach and you are still excited,
他说为什么?
Then that is important.
他说,
Why?
他的业户说, 平均每10个侍奉主的人,
And his father-in-law said, on the average, for 10 person who is serving God, there's only one who will continue to serve until he reaches 65. But this son-in-law is not willing to admit. And he wants to prove that his father-in-law is not correct.
他就把他那个在大学团契里面, 24位同工的名字写在圣经里面的第一页。
And therefore he listed all the names of his co-workers in the student fellowship in his Bible.
他说我65岁的时候再来看这一章。
When I reach 65, I look at this list of people.
但是经过30年之后,
But just after 30 years,
他还没有到65岁,
before reaching 65,
他看了那个名单,
and as he looked at the list,
25位同工已经20位不见了。
Among the 25 persons, 20 are gone.
20位, 有些呢离开主, 有些, 就不再侍奉主。
Some have left the Lord, some are not serving anymore.
真的, 侍奉主很不容易啊。
Indeed, to serve God is not very easy.
今天呢，我们要求主帮助我们。
Today, let us ask the Lord to strengthen us.
一生对神忠心到底。
That we will be faithful throughout our life.
另外一方面，行走在神的面前，就是我们凡事要讨神的喜悦。
And walking before God as a perfect person, that is in everything we seek to please God.
我们的, 其实我们在生活里面的一举一动, 神都知道。
Actually, God knows every act that we do in our life.
所以我们今天在生活上面不要做任何事情来伤神的心。
And therefore, we should not do anything that will hurt the heart of God.
我们在神的面前没有什么可以, 可以, 掩盖的事情。
Okay, before God, there's nothing that you can hide from Him.
神要我们每一天过得光明磊落。
God would like us to live before Him as under the light.
所以, 神, 神要我们向他完全敞开。
And we should be fully open to God in our life.
让我们, 能够得蒙神的喜悦。
So that we can be pleasing before God.
行在神的面前,
and walking before God.
也是知道我们全心, 来全心跟随神的指令。
We must wholeheartedly follow the will of God.
那就是我们按照神的旨意来行事。
And that is, we will do things according to God's desire.
那有一本书, 我读过一本书, 叫做In His Steps, 跟从他的脚中。
There's a book called In His Steps.
那这本书里面其实是一个问题而已。
Actually, in this book, there's just one question.
就说, 如果耶稣, 如果是耶稣, 他会怎样做?
In this particular situation, if it's Jesus, what will he do?
然后你很诚实地从心里面来回答这个问题。
And maybe you can think in your heart and answer that question.
今天你做神学生,
Today we are seminarians.
你说如果耶稣是一个 BSOP 的神学生，他会怎样做？
If Jesus is a seminarian at BSOP, what will he do in this particular situation?
然后你很诚实的来回答这个问题。
And I hope that we can truthfully answer this question.
然后你按照你的答案去做，一定不会错的。
And then you walk according to your answer, I can guarantee you that you will be correct.
所以今天我们在神的面前。
Today, even as we walk before God,
我们要常常问这个问题。
We must constantly ask this question.
如果耶稣在我的地位上面，在我的处境里面，
If Christ is in my current situation,
他会怎样做？
How would he do it?
如果耶稣是一个如果耶稣是一个传道人，他会怎样做？
If Jesus is a pastor, what will he do?
如果耶稣呢他是一个丈夫，他会做一个怎样的丈夫？
If Jesus is a husband, what will he do?
如果耶稣是做一个妻子，他会做一个怎样的妻子？
If Jesus is a wife, what kind of wife will he become?
如果耶稣在我的位置上面，他会怎样来做？
If Jesus is in my position, what will he do?
如果呢，我们能够很诚实的对自己来回答这个问题，
And if we truthfully answer this question,
我们就可以来做神所要我们做的。
Then indeed we can do what God would like us to do.
按照神的心意活在他的面前。
And we can walk before him according to his heart's desire.
所以我们要做一个完全的人。
We can be a perfect person.
第一，我们要
first.We must obey the word of God.
不讲，听从他的话。第二
，Secondly, must fully be faithful.
第三
，Thirdly,
一生活在神的面前。第四，我们在凡事上面无可指责。
We must be blameless in everything.
那这里这一句话，神对亚伯兰说：“你要在我面前做你要在我面前行走，无可指责。”
Here, God said to Abraham, "Walk before me as a perfect person."
无可指责这个词有在圣经里面有两个观念。
There are two ideas attached to this term.
第一个观念是没有残疾的。
One, you are perfect. You don't have any sickness.
就是好像旧约在献祭的那些祭性，没有残疾的。
Just like the things that are offered to God, they must not be sickly.
第二个意思是说纯全无瑕疵。
And secondly, it means that we must be blameless.
所以这个词呢是指到人对神完全没有保留的忠诚，全心相信依靠。对他真心的这种情况。
Therefore, there must be no reservation before God, even as we commit our life.
就好像主耶稣所说了，你要尽心、尽心、尽力来爱主你的神。
Just like what Jesus repeated, we must love our God with all our heart, all our might, and all our mind.
今天我们是奉献的人。
Today, we are all dedicated people.
那你是不是把自己完全的交给神？
Have you committed yourself totally to God?
你是不是对神全然尽忠？
Have you been totally faithful to God?
你是不是把自己完全所有的为神摆上？
Have you committed everything totally to Him?
你在你的生命当中没有什么东西可以被神指责的。
Is there that there is nothing that God can rebuke you in your life?
有一位年轻人，他叫做 William Borden.
We know William Borden.
他1913年毕业普林斯顿神学院。
And after he finished his seminary training in 1913,
那他他的家庭是很富有的。
He comes from a very wealthy family.
他也常常继承一笔很大笔的遗产。
And he can, you know, inherit such a wealth.
但是他愿意放下他所有的这些的财产。
But he was willing to give up all of this inheritance.
他有一个负担要到中国甘肃的地方来向回教徒来传福音。
And he has that burden to preach to the Muslims in Gansu in China.
但是呢他还没有去中国做宣教士之前。
But before he was able to reach China to be a missionary.
他先到埃及去学习亚伯拉文。
But he went to Egypt to learn Arabic.
但是想不到在四个月之后
But after 4 months
他得到了、得到了一种病
He catch a kind of disease
叫做脑、这个脑膜炎
okay. Encephalitis
在他那个时候没有办法得到医治
At that point、there is no medicine for that
所以很快就离开世界
And actually, he passed away.
他是在啊这个开罗一间酒店里面宾馆里面去世的。
So he died in his hotel in Cairo.
他只有25岁。
He was only 25.
但是在他去世的时候之后
，But after he died,
人家发现他在圣经里面有写了6个英文字。
And people found out that he's written 6 words in English in his Bible.
就是没有保留。
No reservation.
没有这个不保留、不退后、不后悔。
No retraction and
no regret.
No regret.
在这里让我们看到他把自己完全为神摆上。
We can see that indeed he has fully committed himself to God.
一个有钱、有学问、有热、有活力的青年人。
For someone who was young and full of strength and wealthy and well-informed,
他愿意为主完全的摆上
but he was willing to give himself for the Lord.
没有一丝的后悔
and there is no regret for that decision.
只有感恩
there is only thanksgiving.
这个是非常感动人的这个一个见证
and it is really indeed a testimony that has touched the lives of people.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们用什么心态来服侍我们的主
？With what kind of heart are we serving our God?
你愿不愿意为主完全没有保留的献上
？Are you willing to serve the Lord without any reservation?
你愿不愿意永不后退的、永不后悔的来跟随主、服侍主
？And you will indeed not turn back in serving God.
那一个无可指责的人。
For a blameless person,
他也是指他在人的面前，在神的面前，没有什么可以被人指责的。
And he talks about before God and before man, people cannot find fault in his life.
请问今天在我们的生命当中有什么可以被人指责的吗
？And we can ask ourselves in our hearts, in our life, is there something?
这个是不是
people can rebuke us?
无可指责或者毫无瑕疵呢？这个字不是指到你身上没有残疾，不是这个意思。
So this word is not just saying that you are not a paralytic or a perfect person physically.
乃是指到我们的品德。
But it talks about our character.
我们的品德有没有可以被人家可以指责的
？Is our character blameless?
我们的救主是个完全无可指责的救主。
Our Savior is a blameless Savior.
他也要我们做一个完全没有指责的人。
And he would also like us to become a blameless person.
他要我们过着一个圣洁的生活。
He would like us to live a sanctified life.
让我们活出一个美好的品格的生命。
We would like us to live a life of good character.
所以有一个牧师这样讲。
One pastor said.
他说，如果你失去了你的金钱。
If you lose your money,
你没有失落什么
Actually, you lose nothing.
如果你失去了你的健康
If you lose your health,
你失去了一些的东西
Maybe you lose something.
但是如果你失去了品格
But if you lose your character,
你全部都失掉了
You lost everything.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们没有本钱可以换作呀没有本钱可以换罪啊
brothers and sisters, actually today, you know, we do not have that resource to sin.
传道人在神的面前，不但神要求我们做一个无可指责的人。
And for us who are serving the Lord requires that we become a blameless person.
人也要求我们的品格是。完全无可指责。
And even people, we require and would like to look us to be blameless people.
只要一次，我们只要如果只有一次做错事情。
And many times even we just at fault for one time.
叫做一时铸成千古恨。
and just falling for one time, it becomes a lifetime regret.
特别现在高科技的时代
especially in our, you know, IT age.
在菲律宾发生的事情，一下子全世界都知道。
Something happened here, the whole world will know in a few seconds.
如果一个传道人跌倒了
if a pastor failed,
一个人犯罪了
or he sinned,
很快全世界的人都知道。
Very quickly, the whole world will know.
你跑到哪里，人家都会找到你的资料。
No matter where you go, people can find materials about you.
所以我告诉你，我们没有本钱啊，可以犯罪。
So actually, we do not have that, you know, time and resource to sin.
所以这个就是要求我们的生活要战战兢兢的在神面前来过生活。
And therefore, we must live before God with fear and trembling.
我们啊，将来在工厂上面服侍。
And even as we serve in our ministry fields,
长子不会二十四个小时盯着你。
Your deacons and elders will not. Pick on you.
许多时候是你单独在生活。
And yet, it is when we are alone.
但是我们啊，在人的面前可以遮掩自己。
Maybe before men, we can cover ourselves.
但是在神的面前没有办法遮盖我们自己。
And yet, before God, we cannot cover ourselves.
这个时代人都很注重这个隐私权哈。
Okay. Emphasize privacy.
但是呢，在神的面前，我们是没有隐私权的。
Actually, before God, we do not really have privacy.
我们要向神全能敞开。
We must be totally open before God.
所以我们要求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
做一个诚实无过失的人。
That we will be an honest and blameless person.
所以你看到保罗为腓立比教会祷告。
And we see that Paul prayed for the Philippians.
他说我所祷告的就是要你们。要使你们能够分别是非，做诚实无过失的人。
And Paul prayed that I pray that you'll know how to select the best and become blameless before God.
Maybe pure and blameless, pure and blameless, 诚实无过失。这个就是说我们要做一个真诚的人。
And that is we must be a sincere person.
那这个 sincere 翻译的很好哈 ，sincere.
We must be sincere.
这个什么是 sincere?
What does it mean when we say sincere?
这个sincere 诚实哈，诚实啊，这个字呢是在原来的意思是说你可以啊，你能够啊，这个经过日光的考验。
It really means that under the light, you can be proven to be blameless.
那因为在以前在希腊啊，这个希腊人很喜欢那个雕刻的啊，这个雕像哈。
In the time of the Greeks, they like sculptures.
他们呢在那雕刻的时候，那个一块石头雕刻的时候快要完了，但是不小心大力一点，那个裂痕呐。
So you know, while they are finishing this sculpture, and then there was a little mistake.
这个裂痕的时候，它就卖不出去了。
And if there's a little fissure, then they cannot sell this.
所以他们呢就用什么呢？就用这个蜡烛的蜡啊，那个蜡哈，把它遮掩了，盖。
Therefore, they will use the wax do something.
如果你不懂得买不识货的人呢，你就马上看了很美就买回去了。
If you are not you have the right eye.Probably you'll just buy that sculpture.
但是呢，如果懂得的那些懂得的人，他们会把这个雕像拿出去放在日光之下被晒一下。
If you are a careful buyer, you bring out this sculpture, put it on the sun.
在一个小时、两个小时、三个小时之后
，After a few hours,
看有没有蜡融化了。
You'll find out if there's any wax that will start to melt.
如果没有什么没有蜡融化了。
If there's no wax melting,
证明这个是真货。
That means it's something
买回去
perfect.
这叫做 sincere. 所以呢 ，sincere is without wax, 不打蜡的。
All right. So you can be sincere, somebody without wax.
今天呢？你的头发可以打蜡，但是你的品格不要打蜡。
You can put some wax on your hair, but your character it cannot be waxed.
我们在神的面前不可以打蜡。
Before God, there is nothing that we can cover.
我们要做一个真诚的人。
We must be a sincere person.
在神的面前，对神真啊啊忠心真诚来跟随他，来服侍他。
We must be a true, honest.
这个是神对亚伯拉罕的要求。
And this is our God's requirement.
啊，神也啊，不但对亚伯拉罕的要求，也是对我们每个啊跟随他的人的要求。
So God didn't only require this from Abraham.But he requires this from each one of us.
所以今天求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们在行事为人上面无可指责。
That even as we walk in our life,
在我们的言语上面无可指责。
In our speech, we will be blameless.
在我们的侍奉上面无可指责。
In our ministry, we will be blameless.
在我们的婚姻上面婚姻的生活上面无可指责。
In our marriage, in our married life, we also be blameless.
让我们在神的面前做一个无可指责的人。
May we become a blameless person before God.
Amen. Amen. 所以我们求主帮助我们。
May the Lord assist us and help us.
我们要做一个完全的人。
We must walk before the Lord as a perfect man.
第一，你要听从神所说的话语。
First, you must obey the word of God.
今天神有没有对你讲话？
Is God still talking to you?
当你听到神的话语的时候，你有没有听从？有没有顺服？
As you hear the word of God, are you obedient?
第二，你要深深相信神是全能的神。
And secondly, you must believe, fully believe that God is the Almighty God.
今天你相信神是全能的主宰吗？
Do you believe that God indeed is the Almighty Creator?
第三，你要一生行在神的面前。
Thirdly, in your whole life, you must walk before God.
神说，你要在我面前做行事为人。
Before me, you must walk.
请问，今天你的生活、你的行为在神的面前是怎么样的？
May I ask you, you know, how is your life before God as you walk?
你的生活行为不单单在 VSOP 的时候表现得好。
It's not only that you have performed well at BSOP.
不单单在人的面前要表现得好。
Or you perform well before the eyes of man.
你也要在神的面前得蒙神的喜悦。
But you are also pleasing before God.
我们有一些校友。
We have some alumni.
在这边读书的时候，你看到这个是很单纯的一个人。
When they were still seminarians, they are very simple and true.
表现得很好。
And they have good performance.
成绩也很好。
They excel academically.
对人跟人的关系也很好。
And they have good interpersonal relationships.
但是这些好不保证他到工厂里面就会侍奉得好。
And yet this does not guarantee that when you go to your field, you will still be as good as you are in the seminary.
所以我们在外面侍奉的时候。
And even as we continue to minister,
我们要非常小心。
We must be very careful.
我们看到说有些校友。
We have some alumni.
在外面的时候。
When they are out there,
行为不检点。
Their life, they are not careful with their life.
结果他们自己受到羞辱。
And therefore, they are being shamed.
BSOP 也。受到羞辱。
In a way, our school also was shamed.
更糟糕了，就是主的名受到羞辱。
And we are afraid that it will also bring shame to God's name.
但是求主怜悯帮助我们。
But the Lord be merciful and help us.
让我们一生行在神的面前。
May we.In our whole life, to walk blamelessly before Him.
你要永远记得。
Remember always.
你是在神的面前。
You are before God.
是在万王之王、万主之主的面前生活。
That you are walking or living before the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
然后我们第四就是你要做一个无可指责的人。
And fourthly, we must be.A blameless person.
神说你在我面前行走无可指责。
God said, "Walk before me in perfection."
求主帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
让我们在我们生命当中没有一件事情让自己责备自己。
May there not be one thing in our life that we will rebuke ourselves.
没有一件事情可以被别人指责的。
There will not be one thing that people can rebuke us.
没有一件事情可以被神指责的。
May there not be one thing that God will rebuke us.
所以求主怜悯，帮助我，也帮助你。
May Lord have mercy and help me, and also all of us.
我们在神的面前做一个完全人。
So that we can live before God as a perfect man.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 我们请林长老带领我们祷告。
Let us pray. Father, maybe we will say, "Who can do it? You are perfect." And yet, we are poor, sinful people. But Father, you have saved us, even if we are chief of sinners, unto sanctification, and to be perfect and blameless in the day of the Lord Jesus. And Father, be merciful to us. Help us that we will be totally, fully committed to you and faithful, and that we would deeply and fully believe that you are indeed the great and almighty God.And there is nothing that we can hide before you. And Father, today we also remember those who may have failed, that it will become a warning to us, that there will not be a single minute that we will not be on guard for the life that you required from us. 亲爱的天父，我们再一次感谢你。也许我们会说，主啊，我们怎么可能在你的面前成为完全的人呢？能够像你一样是完全是圣洁的，但是主，你对我们的要求不过分，因为你这完全的神已经把你的爱子耶稣，完全无可指责的耶稣为我们献上了。主啊，今天但愿我们能够用因着你的爱，也因着你的公义，我们能够这样来回复，在你的面前我们可以立志，也因为知道也相信你是那全能的神，在你的面前我们无可遮盖，因此我们的生活也应当无可指责。我们也为那些可能因为不慎而跌倒的人来祷告，一方面作为我们自己的警戒，一方面主，我们也求主你在你的怜悯的下面，你也扶持他们，主，我们也跟他们一起走，能够扶持他们。主，今天求主你恩待我们，最好主，我们不要跌倒，但主啊，你跌倒了，主啊，你是我们的中保。天父，求主你今天让我们立志，真正能够全心全意全力全智的来爱你。主啊，求主你也真的让我们能够真的无所保留的来跟随你。主啊，求主你今天也立志，让我们不单在人看得见的时候，在人看不见的时候，也就是在你看得见的时候，主，我们能够过一个完全无可指责的生活。帮助我们在我们的家庭，在我们的侍奉，在我们的一举一动，我们所说的每一句话里面，都能够归荣耀给你的名。主啊，但愿今天我们所祷告的不只是一个很美丽的祷告，求主你让我们的心真的完全的能够愿意把自己摆在你自己的祭坛的上面，让你来焚烧，让你来破碎，让你来塑造。主啊，求主你给我们一个完全顺服的心，好叫我们能够在你的面前能够走一个完全人的道路，这样祈求奉耶稣的圣名，阿门。